Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about our new friend, Bob Beaupre. Folks, he's a former congressman from the great state of Colorado. He's a former president of an independent community bank. He is a former farmer. Actually, still back, got back in the farming business. I have to ask him why one of these days. But he grew up on a farm, and so those two things, independent community banks and farming, makes him near and dear to my heart. And he's here to talk to us. We're going to talk a little politics because of his political background. Bob Beaupre, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jim, and I had no idea that we shared so much.
Absolutely. And by the way, Bob, we got a lot of you're in Colorado out there, northern Colorado. We got a lot of folks listening. We have several affiliates in the Colorado, in the great state of Colorado, listening to you right now. Bob, one of the things that, let's just get right into the politics, the Patients Affordability Care Act, whatever it's called, most of us just call it Obamacare now, has seen better. It's like a prune. You know, a prune is a plum that's seen better days. And yes. Obamacare is a health care bill that's seen better days. It continues to be challenged and dismantled and eroded. And recently, very recently, the Supreme Court agreed to take up a challenge, several challenges actually, to the bill, to the constitutionality of the bill itself, the potential of just literally, you know, collapsing it. But there's an issue there with one of the members of the Supreme Court, right? Tell us about that.
Well, I certainly do, specifically Elena Kagan. The newest member of the court nominated by Barack Obama, of course. Prior to being on the Supreme Court, she was what's known as the Solicitor General. That, in layman's language, is the president's attorney. This is the person within the administration that would represent the president in any cases, especially brought before the various courts of mm-hmm. appeals. So she would be defending the president, the Constitution, his office. Not surprisingly, in that role as his attorney, throughout the debate about Obamacare, the passage of it, and since, prior to going to the court, she was involved in various phases of either trying to get the votes for it, but specifically in crafting a litigation strategy to mm-hmm. defend it, as they all knew and expected would come that day.
And Bob, what you're describing, this is not a Democrat scenario, folks. This is a president, an American presidential administration scenario. It wouldn't matter who was in that, if it's Republican or Democrat or independent or mugwump. It wouldn't matter. The president would have this kind of relationship with his or her solicitor general.
Totally appropriate. Some solicitor generals are a bit more proactive than others, but you describe it correctly. Now, here's the rub. We hear on occasion of judges recusing themselves, stepping down mm-hmm. from acting as judge over various cases. Maybe they're somehow a blood relative's involved. Right. Maybe there was a business dealing in the past. Some sort of circumstance that created a conflict of interest. Federal right. law specifically says this, Jim, that a judge needs to recuse himself if they have, quote, served in governmental employment and in such capacity participated as counsel, advisor, or material witness concerning the proceedings, or expressed an opinion concerning the merits of the particular case or controversy. And it goes on to say that they also need to recuse themselves if, quote, their impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Well, we don't know near everything about Elena Kagan because the administration, the Department of Justice, specifically refuses to give Congress the materials, her meeting schedule, her email exchanges, her phone call conversations.
So the appropriate folks are prohibited from making the proper due diligence on whether she should be recuse herself.
That is one of the big questions, and that is such a big question in part because of what we do know. There is some information, including her own testimony during her confirmation, that where she admitted, "Yeah, I attended at least one meeting where litigation was discussed." We know that her chief deputy said that her instruction, her office, was to be heavily involved in crafting the defense.
Those emails are in the public domain now.
Those are already in the public domain. Mm-hmm. So her fingerprints, I see her DNA, are all over Obamacare. And at least the question of should she recuse herself, I think, is an obvious legitimate one.
Must be asked. Bob, hold on to that thought. Bob Beaupre, folks, former member of Congress from Colorado, is with us. We're going to talk some more about this and other issues after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.